I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes. In California, the Attorney General reports that hate crimes over the last 2 years were down, with one notable exception. Southern California's Riverside and San Bernardino counties, in the desert east of Los Angeles, registered a 19% increase in hate incidents. And in the past year, police have arrested more than 40 people associated with white supremacist groups. Robin Urovich reports.
Crystal Farr lives on a quiet cul-de-sac near the wine country in southwest Riverside County. Over the sound of her pet birds, Farr says that she moved from San Diego in 2000 to keep her kids safe from gangs. But in his first week of high school 2 years ago, Farr's son Sam was violently attacked.
It just happened that my son was passing the principal's office. He was attacked. My son said it was more than three that was kicking him and punching him, and because he said he was being kicked and punched in his face and his head and in his legs.
Sam's jaw was fractured, his ribs bruised, and his face bloodied. Three white teenagers were arrested and later admitted that they'd beaten Sam Farr because he's African American. They were convicted of hate-motivated assault. But for Sam, now 18, the ordeal he experienced at school wasn't over.
Oh, yes, I see swastikas on the bathroom walls and threats on the walls, like I'll kill a black person this certain day and this time.
The specific threat was never carried out, but Crystal Farr says African-American kids, who make up about 5% of the student body, are still not safe at Murrieta Valley High School. She's filed suit against the school district and the parents of Sam's attackers. District officials wouldn't comment because of the litigation. There's no evidence that Sam Farr's attackers belong to any organized white supremacist group. But Riverside and San Bernardino counties are currently hotspots for such activity, mostly because of huge demographic shifts, says Joanna Mendelson, who tracks hate groups for the Anti-Defamation League.
We have cities and suburbs that used to be predominantly white. We see a concern that they are becoming a minority in their own environment, in their own territory. And as a way of kind of acting out, we see the violent activity manifesting.
In Riverside County, for example, the African American, Asian, and Latino populations each grew by more than 60% as of the 2000 census. The draw is big suburban homes that are still affordable for working and middle-class families, says James Allen, a geography professor at Cal State University Northridge.
I think we can look at Riverside and San Bernardino County and use them as prototypes of what's going to happen to America in the next 20 years. We're talking about a changed America where the outer suburbs are bringing together all sorts of different people with a great deal of diversity. And what happens there will be an indicator of future either racial tensions or minimizing racial tensions as our society is constantly changing.
I think this is a giant step forward.
On a recent evening, a handful of activists has come together to try to ease racial tensions in southwest Riverside County. One of the group's organizers is John Knutson Martin.
We as an organization knew there was white supremacist groups in our area, and we wanted them to know that they weren't welcome as part of our community.
The FBI says it's stepping up its investigation of violent white supremacist groups in the area. The Murrieta Valley School District is working to promote tolerance through a human relations committee and dozens of student activities. But so far, those efforts haven't been much help to Sam Farr. He says he still puts up with racial slurs and harassment at school and on the streets.
I had to push the people's ignorance aside and to get through school. So I deserve to live here just like anybody else does. And I'm not going to be pushed away just because you're trying to scare me.
Farr says he and his mother are hoping for some vindication from the courts when their lawsuit is heard in the coming months. For NPR News, I'm Robin Urovich in Riverside County.